From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. Democrats in the California legislature say they want to help low-income students just as much as Governor Brown does. But as Katie Orr reports from Sacramento, that doesn't mean they're ready to implement Brown's school funding plan.
Slow down. That's the message Democratic lawmakers are sending to the governor. Brown wants his school funding plan included in the June budget. The plan would restore past funding cuts for all schools. Schools with non-English speakers and low-income students would get more money from the state, and additional grants would be targeted to districts with a majority of those students. Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg says his party appreciates the governor's intent, but he says giving extra money directly to districts could hurt poor children in more affluent areas.
But we have real concern about poor kids in 50% of the districts that will remain invisible if they don't get the benefit of this kind of concentration grant.
Senate Democratic leadership is proposing an alternative plan that would eliminate extra money for districts, among other changes. Democratic Assemblywoman Susan Bonilla agrees that the legislature should not rush to meet the June budget deadline.
I'm always concerned rushing something that is so important and so complex under a deadline.
Brown says school superintendents need to know what the state is doing so they can manage their own budgets. At the state capitol, I'm Katie Orr.
Three Republican bills were killed by Democratic-led California Senate committees this week. One GOP measure would have allowed employees to work flexible schedules, like 4 10-hour-day weeks. Another would have let school districts use factors other than tenure to make teacher layoff and retention decisions. And a third Republican bill to modify the teacher dismissal process involving cases of abuse didn't have enough votes to pass on Wednesday. That's the KRCB update.